First, we turn to a story impossible to ignore, the bitter cold that's blasting North Texas. Arctic temperatures hit last night and into the morning, and they'll stick around a little bit longer. KERA's digital news editor, Eric Austin, has been monitoring the weather and joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, BJ.
So first things first, just how low did we go?
Pretty low, way below freezing. DFW International Airport recorded a low of 15 degrees at 7 a.m., but that's balmy compared to the wind chill. It felt like 1 degree overnight. Ouch, man. As the day rolled along, we climbed into the low 30s. It hasn't been this cold in North Texas since February 2011, which, if you recall, BJ, was a very, very cold month. But, you know, it could be worse. Parts of the upper Midwest were stuck in temperatures of 30 degrees below zero, and the town of Embarrass, Minnesota, reached 40 below zero, and that's before the wind chill. That's not just embarrassing, that's dangerous.
Indeed. Well, I understand this cold weather was not kind to the power supply today.
It sure wasn't. ERCOT is the operator of the electric transmission grid for much of Texas, and ERCOT warned this morning of potential rolling blackouts. The bitter cold caused electricity demand to surge. At the same time, the temperatures caused problems with two large generation units in north central Texas. They weren't working this morning. Some of the instruments that control the units froze. ERCOT won't say where these units are located. And today, Texans were just 2,000 megawatts away from capacity and the record set 3 years ago.
So how's ERCOT trying to avoid a similar situation tomorrow?
Well, ERCOT says that crews are working around the state to ensure that as much capacity is in place for the rest of today and Tuesday. They're reminding generator and transmission owners to winterize their units, such as insulating them, to protect them from high winds. And ERCOT is encouraging customers to conserve energy as much as possible tonight and into Tuesday. Try to keep your thermostat below 68 degrees if you can.
There is a new term floating around now. Polar vortex. So what does that mean?
Move over cobblestone ice, the phrase that symbolized December's ice storm throughout North Texas. Now, the polar vortex is basically a hurricane of really frigid air, and it's strongest during the winter. It usually stays way up north around the North Pole. The cold air has been locked in up there and had time to get colder and colder. But a chunk of it escaped and headed south, invading most of the United States over the weekend and into this week.
This is what we really want to know. How long will this big chill be sticking around?
Oh, BJ, expect one more bad night. Tonight, temperatures will be in the teens across North Texas, perhaps as low as 12 degrees in Sherman. DFW International might be the hot spot at 18 degrees, but it warms up Tuesday. Temperatures should climb into the upper 40s, and we could hit 60 degrees Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Practically a heat wave.
Eric Austin, thanks so much.
Thank you.